That was the bird investigating a flock of bush tits. We're saying that the grasses in this area form a rather dense green carpet, rather different from what you see in the main draw of Wyman Canyon. There's the bird still investigating the bush tits.
Summing up, the territory consists of 40 meters by 50 meters of canyon bottom, rather flat, with rosaceous bushes, grasses, wild onions, flanked on one side by a dry creek bed that runs alongside a hill covered with pinyon, pine and juniper, just as the other flank.
Another full display. This time there was no object whatsoever, and the bird was just giving the display, making the bottom of the U's coincide with the perch he was occupying formerly to the display. Time of the display is 8:45. The bird is also mopping some bush tits now. He's coming back. Well, he again gave a very clear bottom of dive sound, like a clicking bottom of dive sound. In this time, again, the views were very stereotyped.
The end of the display came about when the bird didn't finish a U, but just about a third of the way up, he turned around, came down again without a dive bottom sound over the perch, and then kept on flying on a straight line, ascending towards the far side of the upper side of the canyon.
The bird has been taking perches on the rosaceous shrubs, which are very low, only about 1.5 meters above the level of the floor. Finally, I had an opportunity of seeing a female this time. She came towards me and started to pick cobwebs out of a caterpillar tent. And as she was doing that, the male discovered her. The male was pretty bad at discovering her at the beginning, I should say. The bird was here for at least a minute before the male saw her. And then he produced the display that was just recorded. This was the display that has gone on for the longer period of time, included at least 8 full U's, and it culminated when the bird at the end, at the tip of a U, very high up over the ground, 45-50 feet, started hovering around, absolutely no sound, just hovering up very quietly, and then pulled away towards the lower part of the canyon, flying at about the same level, about 50 feet in altitude, in height. That display took place at 9:15. At about 9:20, the bird is seen to feed on the yellow flowers. The flowers are collected for future identification. Clearly, the last display showed that the bird produces a double click at the bottom of the dive. At 9:45 I finish my period of observations of this bird and walk back towards the camp. A new individual, the first one recorded. I'm back in its territory. Time is about 10:30. Those chips notes were given as another male flew by the territory. Same bird near the camp.